أنتم برفقة SBS عربي 24.
وجه زعيم المعارضة وزعيم حزب العمال الفيدرالي أنثوني ألبانيزي رسالة من خلال SBS عربي 24 إلى الجالية العربية في ظل الإغلاق الذي تخضع له مدينة سيدني وخاصة المناطق الجنوبية الغربية منها حيث الكثافة السكانية العربية هناك. ودعا ألبانيزي إلى ضرورة الحفاظ على السلامة والبقاء في البيت وأخذ اللقاح حيث يكون ذلك ممكنا، لكنه قال أيضا إن الحكومة الفيدرالية قد ارتكبت أخطاء منها الفشل في حملة التطعيم الوطني وإدارة برنامج الحجر الصحي.
My first message is that people should stay safe. They should follow all of the advice which is out there to stay at home if they can. To only go out if it is absolutely necessary, to make sure that they practice social distancing, and if you can get vaccinated. That's the key here, and that's where it's really gone wrong, is the federal government didn't organise enough supply of vaccines here in Australia. That's the first thing, and the second job that it had should have been to set up appropriate national quarantine facilities. We've now seen some 28 breaches from national quarantine, and hotels were built for tourists, of course. They weren't built as semi-health facilities to quarantine people, and the ventilation systems aren't fit for purpose. So those two jobs is where it's really gone wrong. And I think Scott Morrison was very arrogant in saying that Australia was at the front of the queue. And we know that we weren't. We were way at the back. We're last in the developed world for the rollout of the vaccines. And that has meant as until we get enough people vaccinated and we have national quarantine facilities that aren't in the middle of our cities, we'll continue to have these outbreaks and continue to have lockdowns, unfortunately. Yes.
وردا على سؤال حول ما كان يمكن لحكومة عمالية يتزعمها القيام به بشكل مختلف عن حكومة الائتلاف التي يترأسها سكوت موريسون، خاصة وأن هذا الوباء فاجأ الجميع وأن الحكومة تقوم بما تستطيع، رفض ألبانيزي هذا القول وقال إن الحكومة لم تتوصل إلى اتفاقات مع شركات صيدلة أخرى وراهنت على أسترازينيكا بشكل خاص، وقال إنه كان بإمكان الحكومة القيام بأربعة أشياء لحماية المجتمع، وهي إدارة حملة التلقيح وبرنامج الحجر الصحي بشكل أفضل، إطلاق حملة توعية للمجتمع بشكل عام وللجاليات بلغاتها، وتصنيع لقاحات mRNA في أستراليا.
No, well, they didn't do enough deals with pharmaceutical companies, and they put all their eggs in the AstraZeneca basket. And didn't have enough deals with enough companies to get enough vaccines soon enough. And that's why we've really fallen behind. Australia was doing very well. Australians made such sacrifice in 2020 to keep each other safe. But we've squandered the advantage that we had. And the government should have done four things. Roll out the vaccine effectively, set up national quarantine, had an effective public information campaign, including in community languages, so people knew what to do and were fully informed. And fourthly, they should have manufactured mRNA vaccines like a Pfizer or Moderna, these new vaccines which are available that are the most effective, and we should have been making them here.
وعن رأيه بإغلاق الحدود الدولية وما إذا كان يجب أن تفتح، خاصة وأن المهاجرين يشعرون بالقلق حيال عدم التمكن من السفر. قال ألبانيزي إنه يشعر بالفعل مع الأستراليين الذين لا يتمكنون من السفر من وإلى أستراليا، وأن هذا يتسبب بضيق كبير، لكنه ألقى باللوم على حكومة موريسون للأسباب التي ذكرها سابقا، خاصة لعدم إنشاء مراكز حجر صحي خاصة بالمسافرين والاستغناء عن الحجر الصحي في الفنادق التي لا تناسب في هذه الحالات، كما قال.
The key to opening up is to get the vaccine right. and to then have for people when they're returning from overseas to have appropriate quarantine facilities. Now, we know what works. Howard Springs in the Northern Territory has had more people through it than any individual hotel or other facility in Australia, and hasn't had one breach, not one outbreak, because it's fit for purpose. And that's what we should have been in place in many other parts of Australia. I visited last week Toowoomba in Queensland. There you have the Queensland Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, has put forward a proposal last October. It could have been up and running for many months now, having 1,000 people be able to go through every fortnight, and that would have made an enormous difference. But at the moment, my heart goes out to people who have relatives who are stranded overseas and are just unable to return home, and there, and to Australian citizens as well who are unable to visit relatives overseas because they either can't go overseas or they won't be able to return if they do.
وسألنا السيد ألبانيزي عما كانت ستفعله حكومة عمالية يترأسها بشكل مختلف بالنسبة للتواصل مع الجاليات من أجل إيصال المعلومات، علما بأن الحكومة أطلقت حملات توعية عن الفيروس وعن اللقاح. قال ألبانيزي إنه كان يجب التواصل مع الجاليات بشكل أكثر فعالية، متهما الحكومة بأنها لم تكن جيدة بإعطاء المعلومات للمجتمع بشكل عام وللجاليات الإثنية بشكل خاص.
We would have done it much better. We would have reached out to people in the community through community languages. We would have communicated much better through the leaders of communities as well. And we would have had a much more orderly process. The problem here is that the government haven't wanted have a public information campaign, and they said this before the Senate estimates because they were worried that they didn't have enough supply of the vaccine.
وسألنا السيد ألبانيزي كيف تأثر هو شخصيا بالإغلاق المفروض في سيدني، فقال إنه عالق الآن في العاصمة الفيدرالية كامبرا ولم يرى عائلته لمدة 4 أسابيع، لكنه قال إن هذا يصبح غير مهم مقارنة مع ما يعانيه الناس الذين يشعرون بالإحباط الآن بعدما كانوا ظنوا أننا تخطينا الأسوأ. ونصح السيد ألبانيزي بضرورة أن ندعم بعضنا البعض ونطمئن على من هم وحيدين عبر المكالمات الصوتية والفيديو، لأنه وكما قال العزلة الاجتماعية لا تعني أن الأشخاص يجب أن يبقوا وحيدين، واعدا بأننا سوف نتخطى هذه المرحلة مشيدا بما تمتع به المجتمع من مرونة وقدرة على التحمل.
That though pales into insignificance with what people are having to deal with on the ground. People are frustrated. I think for many people, they thought that we were over the worst of this crisis. Mm. And I think that has caused a lot of angst there. I'd say to the community, if you know particularly of an elderly relative or neighbour who's by themselves, give them a call. Check if they're okay. Ask if there's anything that can be done. I think people in isolation, social isolation doesn't have to mean that people are left alone, but just because they're physically isolated from each other. And I think that's an important lesson to learn. Make a FaceTime call, so that people actually see each other. There's no better time to do it than right now. We will get through this. We will get through this together. And the community has shown incredible resilience and strength.
استمعتم إلى زعيم المعارضة العمالية الفيدرالية السيد أنثوني ألبانيزي في لقاء خاص به SBS عربي 24.
استمعوا إلى آخر إصدارات SBS عربي 24 على جميع منصات البودكاست. تابعوا بودكاست الهوية في موسمه الثاني، الذي يروي قصصاً واقعية تعكس تحديات الانتماء التي يواجهها الشباب العربي في أستراليا.